Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And now, it's time for the Scores Postgame Show, live from Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie in Chicago. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haas Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey, welcome in to the football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tires. And oh my goodness gracious, guys, never a doubt.
Never a doubt at all.
The Bears,
no.
5-point winners, and no one ever thought it wasn't going to go that way.
No. In a game that was drunk, Pat.
Yes. Drunk. I don't know what's more drunk, the game or the people here at Revolution Brewing.
Trying to remember exactly what happened, right? But you do remember, Pat. The two young guys, the guy who had to be Superman, the guy who had to make the play, the tight end you drafted, number 10, has to make a play, breaks tackle, scores a touchdown, find a way to win a football game that had all kind of things go wrong at the end for you, run the hell out of the football. Just, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Yes. Oh,
it's hard to find a way to win a game like that after you give up an onside kick, after you give a kick return for a touchdown, after they take the lead, put Caleb Williams on the field, the number one pick of the NFL draft, and tell them, what does Ryan Poles say, Pat? What have you been asking for? Go out there and be the reason we win the game. Go out there and be Superman. I think we might have saw our first Superman today, and the bar went crazy. We went crazy. Just a fun game to watch.
That was fun. I'll tell you what, man. That was ugly, bad, fun football.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of a way to describe that.
Hey, nothing
it
ugly.
Was all
nothing
the above.
Ugly about it. We all
I
knew.
I mean, you start with a 99-yard kickoff return against you.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, no, you can't start with that. You have special teams miscues everywhere. You know, you're going back and forth. You have a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go. We leave the viewing room where we're sitting here watching it so we can come down here. And the next thing you know, that just happened for, 30 minutes long of 2 minutes and 11 seconds of football.
Mm-hmm.
But they came away with a win. And, Olin, you're right. They did it. You know, the two first-rounders came away with the win at the end. Obviously, it was a terrible game by both defenses.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears in the end came out on top. It was very entertaining, though, man. I'm happy they came away with that win because there were a lot of storylines being written in those last 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
So somehow the Bears surrender 15 points in 41 seconds. They fall behind, and they wind up with a 58-yard touchdown pass to the rookie tight end, mm-hmm.
and he scored his first touchdown earlier in the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there he is with his second touchdown. Caleb Williams ends up with just having, as you say, that magical, that hero moment. Mm-hmm. We've got anti-hero IPA in front of us. But
I got the Mike I'd Brown IPA.
You're drinking the Mike Brown. So
Mike
there's
Brown like Coast
Bears
in Loveland.
Connections
yes.
everywhere.
There we yes. go.
And this place went up for grabs.
Oh, it went crazy.
I mean, it was unbelievable because somehow the Bears went from being like, they looked like they were Toronto. Oh, my God, they've lost. And then all of a sudden they're the Dodger fans. Everyone's going crazy. You won the World Series. Listen. This place was phenomenal. We're having a great time here, and there's nothing like the energy of people who are watching that happen. I'm glad we were all together for right. this. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, in a game, guys, I saw over 1,000 yards of offense
right,
over, on both sides of the ball. And the good thing about the Bears is it's a young group, right? It's Kyle Monongai. It's Colson Loveland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's Caleb Williams. It's Rome Odunze. It's young guys that they're taking early in the draft, and they're trying to develop, right? And it's great to switch this storyline because I'm sure here on the radio we were trying to figure out what storyline we were going to tell after they recovered the onside kick and then scored a touchdown, right? And Caleb walks back on the field, and we're all saying, okay, here's his moment, right? We need him to find a way to put this ball in the end zone and take – all we really needed was a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
But Colson Loveland said – hold my beer, please. When I catch the ball, I'm taking it to the end zone. And he didn't put it on Cairo. And I asked Pat Manley, I said, Pat, where do we have to get? Where does Cairo have to get to win the game? And Pat said the 32-yard line. Right? And that seemed pretty far away. Right? I think that's, what is that, a 50-yard field goal,
yes.
Pat?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, and we had to get there. Cairo wasn't great today. And for Colson Loveland to catch that ball and score that touchdown in a game that went back and forth, and obviously the defense has things to fix, but Chicago Bears, as we talked about, find a way to win a football game. Find a way to learn how to win. Find a way to change your culture is what they started with today.
That's perfect. All right, because remember the Raiders game. Remember the Commanders game. They came back and found a way to win, right? And we all said, what does that do? That gives you belief. They got the ball back with 50 seconds to go.
So true, Pat.
They can believe. They believe, and they did it. Caleb did it. Colson Loveland did it. Not just the two players, but that big play at the end. So that belief has been going on all season. And Olin, you named all these young players, and they're starting to get that. And that's big there in the fourth quarter to get that done. I think you'd have seen in years past, they would have folded, right? We'd have found a way to lose. Well, they're finding ways to win. That's three games this year they found a way to win in the fourth quarter. They've done them different ways, but they are believing. And these are those two games earlier in the year, I believe they leaned on that. Just internally, you believe you can win. All right, we get the ball back. Give us a chance to win, and they did it.
Guys, I mean, let's be honest. The Bears' defense had a terrible day today.
That Joe, was more than terrible.
Joe Flacco passed for 470 yards.
Wow.
Joe Flacco is 40 years old, and that's his career high against this defense. But you got to admit that the Bengals might have the worst. They might have the worst defense of anybody on the field.
Right.
They are the worst team in the league at defense. And boy, did you see it. There were people holding up signs that were saying, just tackle, just tackle, just tackle. And then you saw what Colson Loveland did on that 58-yard touchdown at the end. There were guys bouncing off him. It was
right.
like watching like a Fat Albert movie or something where a guy's running down the field with all these people on top of him. It didn't matter. No one could bring him down. They
right.
can't tackle. That was an extraordinary finish to that game.
Well, and the offensive line needs to take a bow today.
Oh, yes.
The offensive
no
line,
doubt
I thought,
about
took
it.
Over the game.
Yes.
283 yards rushing. The Bengals really had no answer for the movement they were getting for Brown and Monongai and the run game, whoever was running the ball, whether it be jet sweeps, whether it be downhill, whether it be reverses on DJ Moore's touchdown. That's another thing that happened in the game, right? He sticks it on a guy's arm
right.
for a touchdown. Yes. This game had everything you could imagine. The entertainment value was through the roof. Chicago Bears, Pat, like you're talking about, found a way to win the football game on defense. Now Tyreek Stevenson is out. Jalen Johnson was out. Kyler Gordon is out. So they are struggling, right? They are starting to stop the pass. They seem that the Bengals are finding T.J. Edwards in man coverage on Chase Brown, picking on that. As you're talking about, Mully, Joe Flacco sets, you know, career high in passing yards today with those receivers that they got. T. Higgins made some unbelievable amazing catches on Nashawn Wright. Really, really good football game. for both sides. The offense is just like we keep talking about. I don't really care what happens during the game. Find a way to win it. That's all I care about. Find a way to win the football game.
Yep.
Right. That's what we need to do out there. And you're talking about, Pat, years before, they found ways to lose.
Sure.
What were we starting to say? We would say when we play, let the Lions line.
Mm-hmm.
Let them figure out a way to lose the football game.
Yes.
Started saying that about the Bears. The Bears are just figuring out ways to lose. Pat puts it correctly. The Bears now are figuring out ways to win football games that they shouldn't win.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And there is belief on that sideline. You just have to have a belief when you get the ball back with 50 seconds of the, hey, we can do this. And you start looking at your players. And now you add another player with Colson Loveland coming down with that catch, breaking a tackle, and making a touchdown. I kept thinking it was going to be Rome. That Rome was going to be the guy. Here comes Caleb to Rome. This is how we're going to win the game. Well, now you found another young player that stepped up, had two touchdowns. I think he had over 100 yards receiving. Happy to see him kind of have his breakout game. So there is a lot of belief on this team. And they beat a bad Bengals team. Right, we got to admit that it's a bad Bengals team, but like you said, Olin, it's a W.
We don't got to admit it right
you
now.
You just start, maybe after right after now. Our first
later,
break.
Later.
But you start stacking these W's, and we'll see where we go. And that's who you play. So, just an all-around exciting game, man. Colson Loveland, 6 receptions, 118 yards, 2 TDs, obviously with a long of 58. But a great game for him. But a good game for this Bears offense. Mm. I don't think Caleb overall had the game we wanted to see.
Right.
The run game was what it was about, right?
Awesome.
That's what it was about.
Yes.
That's what was given to him. Olin, the whole time we're watching, is talking about why is Al Golden still playing this defense when they know they're going to run the ball? But credit to the Bears' offensive line doing what they did and racking up, over 250 yards rushing.
I'll say this: the story of this game was, could the Bears' offense, could Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, could they outscore Joe Flacco and
Good
a
point.
Team that's scoring 30 points a game?
Yeah.
Tell the story anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it any way you want. Tell us what happened. Tell everything you want to say. The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is they outscored them 47-42. That goes in the books.
Yeah.
That goes in the books no matter how you tell the story, no matter what you say about it. Could Ben Johnson, the number one play caller on the market last year, we sign him, put him with Caleb Williams. Can you go into a game where your defense can't stop anybody? Right. That's what we said in Chicago. I mean, Pat, me and you started in 98. It's 2025.
Yep.
Can we outscore somebody if we have to do it? Here it is, 47-42. And yes, the Bengals defense is terrible, but someone has to make them look terrible.
Right.
Right. Someone has to go out there and make the plays. Someone has to make the catches. Someone has to make the throws, and someone has to run the damn ball. So there'll be times to pick this apart. There'll be tough games, but today I take my hat off to the Chicago Bears and what they did, the offense and Ben Johnson, to accomplish this win.
47 points. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's 47 points. When do you see that?
No,
you never see that.
Yeah.
Usually against the Bears if Ben Johnson is coaching in Detroit for the first time.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That was 50-something.
Or the Bears coming off a bye with Mark Trestman as coach. But
that's right.
Yeah. But, no, it's 47 points. I mean, I've been waiting for the day. I can't wait to hear what Ben Johnson has to say because this is a pat on his back for scoring 47 points.
I can't wait till we see – what he has to say, how composed he is versus what he's doing right now in the locker room. I'm sure he's leading that
shirt
chant
off.
And he's going crazy. And, yeah, he's trying to
shirt off.
Take a shirt off so everyone gets a hot dog.
Some things we don't need to see.
A couple of statistics that we should mention. That ended up being a reasonably close time of possession game. The Bears held the ball for 34-25. But somehow the Bengals, who were barely getting the ball, managed 25 minutes and 30 seconds of possession. They got all their yards in the air, and they ended up with 595 total yards. Just 46 of that was rushing yards. The Bears, conversely, 576 total yards. Wow. And we mentioned they got 293 in the passing game because there were other people passing. Caleb caught a touchdown or two. The Bears, 283 rushing yards. My God, they outrushed them 283 to 46.
Right.
I mean, they had balance, believe it or not, in their offense, but obviously the defense was struggling. They also, guys, we talked in the pregame about penalties. And they had done a pretty good job of reducing penalties. They ended up getting 7 penalties for 43 yards. compared to the Bengals, 7 penalties for 49 yards. So they actually won that statistic, but hardly the kind of dominance we were hoping for in penalties.
Yeah, it was just a cleaner game, right? Right,
it
for
was
Chicago Bears. The Bengals made more mistakes than the Bears made, right? If you think about Chase Brown's drop, right? There's
yes.
a few really critical yes. penalties also that the Bengals had throughout the game. And you let bad teams beat themselves, mm-hmm. right? You let bad defenses
Fair
beat
enough.
Themselves. And I was just thinking about watching this game. You wish Chris Berman and Tom Jackson were back, because how do you do the highlights? How long does the highlights last
yes.
for this game? Right?
Longer than 3 minutes.
Whether it be Cole Kmet taking a snap and tossing it to mm-hmm. Caleb and then throwing it back to Cole. And Cole, we found out, is left-handed. He threw the ball. In case you ever get into a fight with him, you need to know what hand he is. But it's just it was a crazy game to watch like as many things.
You're so right.
That went on in this football game, as many mistakes that are made, as many plays.
Half the
that
notes the offense, I have are yeah, useless right now.
Yes,
as
100%.
Many plays as the offense is made, and you just want to keep. But the positive for the Bears on offense is, and even with Austin Booker, is there's young players making plays.
Yes.
Right, Austin Booker, sack fumble. Right, there's just young guys out there, guys that you are hoping develop, turn into blue chip football players, so that leads to continued success mm-hmm. year in and year out. Those are the kind of guys you need on your football team. So good to see them do it today, Pat. A lot to go through in this game. Obviously, a lot of things happen. Talk about individual play, individual performance, but just winning the football game is a big deal.
Well, I'm going to bring it up, and I was hoping we didn't have to, but I'll bring it up. The special teams play was poor.
Yeah.
You know, so
rough.
You were talking about all those great yeah. plays, the Bengals making mistakes. Well, the Bears made mistakes as well, and it started with that opening kickoff return. Missed field goals, holding on a kickoff return
right.
as well. So there's so much to talk about in this game. You know, we got so many notes and, like, what's more important, and I'm glad, to be honest, just being a special teams player, that's not exactly what we're talking about. You know, we can talk about it later on and clean all that stuff up, but just to score 47 points and to win this game with all these different issues that happen all the way across the board for the Bears, it's just a great win. I don't even know what to say, because there's just so much was going on. It was exciting, man. I'm just glad they won.
We got to get to a break, but Patrick, you said they were going to win the turnover battle. Now, they won it 3-0. Three more takeaways, so the Bears can win when they get the three takeaways.
Right.
At least we've learned that. That's 19, I believe. On the year, that is an extraordinary
amount. But they're plus
amount.
13 now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're leading the league, I imagine. All right. We are at Revolution Brewery, 3340. Brewing, excuse me, 3340 North Kedzie. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland goes off his man! He's going to score! Home! Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper! 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie!
We're back live from Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie in Chicago with more of the Scores postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back. It is the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tires. And, of course, we are at Revolution Brewing. It's at 3340 North Kedzie. A couple of people just walked across the street that was talking and got here in time to see the end of the game and the big finish, and the place went nuts. And we've got the great Olin Kreutz, and we've got Patrick Manley, and I'm Mully from the morning show. And we got a lot of people who want to check in, who have comments. They know the number already. You should know it. It is 312-644-6767. And we'll start the conversation with Daniel. Daniel is on the south side. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Great game. So here's my question to you. With a minute and a half to go, they scored 14 points. When is the defensive line going to show up and stop the run? Ryan Poles spent all his money on the defensive line, and they don't come through when we need them. I mean, the offense gave them the game, and Grady Little, Jayo, whatever his name is, we put all this pressure on Montez Sweat, but these guys aren't showing up either. And do you think that Ryan Poles should be allowed to make a trade tomorrow? I don't think so. I'm just asking for your opinion. Thanks a lot, guys. Yep. Have a good day.
It's Tuesday. It's right. Tuesday by 3 o'clock, I believe, is the trade deadline in the NFL. And I don't know that he needs to make a trade for a defensive end just because of the amount of money they've already poured into that position. You mentioned Montez Sweat. He did have a big sack in that game. And you mentioned Dio, I believe he left the game. Didn't he get hurt?
He had something go awry. Yes.
They did activate Austin Booker, and we saw him get a sack at a crucial moment of the game as well. You know, it's very difficult to defend what has gone on with the defense in a game like this, but I think we all understood that they are beaten and battered, and the secondary was out, and it was Stevenson came back. He hasn't played in a week, and they signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I thought he played pretty well, to be honest with you. And look, it is just the reality of the Bears that they are down players and not as good. Some players aren't being as good as you'd hope they were. I think they lost DJ Edwards at one point. He came back, looked like he had some kind of wrap on his hand. We'll get to talk to him tomorrow on score. But, guys, I mean, you know, there's there's not a lot of braggadocio regarding the defense after that.
No, their pass rush is not there right now, right? And they're not getting home enough. They're not bugging the quarterback enough. Obviously, at one point, I think Adam Archuleta said C.J. Gardner-Johnson had as much pressures as the defensive line. He ends up with one sack. They end up with three total, right? So they are struggling to get to the quarterback to put pressure on him. Now, we knew coming into the game that Flacco does get the ball out in under 2.5 or under 2.8 seconds. He's averaging about 2.5 seconds to get the ball out. So we know to get home at him is rough. I thought at one point in the late third, fourth quarter, they start to harass him a little bit.
Yes.
But not enough throughout the game, especially with the injuries that Molly mentions.
Yes. Yeah, and there was money thrown at him, right? Grady Jarrett was expected to be a little bit more impressive, more, you know, interactive.
Very true.
And make more plays.
Dio makes a lot of money. Sweat, one of the highest paid players.
So overall, they're not doing what you're paying them to do, in my opinion. The one thing against the run today, they held them to 46 yards, 3.1 yards per carry, but 470 yards of passing, and that is on the D-line as well. That's just not the DBs. Like you said, Olin, that's pressure. That's getting Flacco uncomfortable, and they're not doing that up front.
How much of that is also Zach Taylor? I'm just curious. Do you feel like the Bears really did a good job stopping the run, or they didn't run? There were different points where...
Yeah, they only ran the ball 15 times.
Yeah.
Right. So it wasn't a lot, but they did hold them to 3.1 yards a carry.
Yeah, they did enough, and their run defense has gotten a lot better since they've gone with Javon Dexter at three technique and Billings at nose and Dio at D. You know, they've gotten a lot bigger up front there, and T.J. Edwards came back, and I thought... Actually, Gardner Johnson being back helped with the run game.
Yes.
He had a few stops on the run. But overall, you're not going to go through this film, and I'm sure Dennis Allen has a lot to correct, right? They didn't do great on defense, right? They found ways to score and move the ball constantly. But if you would have told me, guys, in the offseason, Olin, we're going to go to Cincinnati against those receivers, and we're going to have Nashawn Wright and McLeod in the slot, and you know, we're going to know our McLeod at cornerback and Gardner Johnson in slot, I would have said, well, who are those guys?
Yes.
Right, because we got Jalen Johnson and we got Tyree Stevenson and we got Kyler Gordon. So right now, they do have a lot of injuries. Those aren't excuses, but those are just reasons why. And that without the pass rush is a problem. Right, we're not getting home enough. This is not a great offensive line. I know that Austin Booker did have that long arm against Orlando Brown. What was Orlando Brown doing? Was he like the Undertaker when he was choking Montez Sweat? That was nuts, right? So, but when you watch that, when you do watch this defense does have things to correct, things that you are worried about, man. Because I thought you gave a stat, Molly, earlier, that they're averaging 6 or 7 yards a play.
Yeah,
it's higher now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's higher now.
It's true. Sure. Yeah. It's very true. Yeah. They were not doing a very good job. Greenwood is in Los Angeles, of all places. Hey, Greenwood.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So look, the defense right now, they suck. But man, why is it that special teams though? Is where I'm kind of like, give up an opening kickoff return. You don't have the hands team out there. I don't understand why Sewell and Hardy are over there. You got to have all hands on deck. If Manunga got to come out there and be on the hands team, come on. Like, was I missing something? The hands team got to be out there. And low-key, I'm kind of looking for Kyle Santos, too. At the same time, they got the W. I'm cool. But you know, they got some problems right now. Offense is great, though, and I'm glad Colson Love and stepped up. Greenlee's out of Chicago. They're in L.A. right now. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Greenwood.
All right, Greenwood, I'll take the onside thing. That was the hands team. So what happens is you have blockers in the front line. Daniel Hardy was the blocker. He's the one that got hit by the ball. His job is to basically defend the hands team receiver, like the guy that's going to catch the ball. So he goes to, you know, you count from outside in, depending on what he has and everything, or two, three, or four, and you block those guys knowing where the kick is going to go or expecting where the kick is going to go. It's supposed to go 10 yards. The other thing is he's supposed to see the ball and get out of the way of the ball. That's
right.
The most important thing. So the hands team is out there, but he's supposed to go block the guys coming down so it's an easier, you know, reception or a fumble recovery, kick recovery, on the onside kick. So that's what it's supposed to look like. But Daniel Hardy let it hit his foot, and it's also his job to see that ball kicked as well and not get hit with the ball.
And, you know, he's an excellent special teams player.
Best one they have, I think.
Yeah, he's a guy you want on your special team units. It's just that in that game, you know, the opening kickoff is obviously on special teams. You're down 7-0. You get another kickoff where they get a field goal out. That's 10 points. They block a field goal or deflected one, so that's 13 points. And then
you have a holding on a big return that brings them back as well.
That's another good example of a mistake.
And really, that's why the takeaways ended up even.
Yes.
Right? That's why with three takeaways, you don't run away with the win.
Yes.
Because they found their points through the special teams. Right.
Yes.
So usually with three takeaways, you know, you guys are saying, okay, 10, 13. Well, that evened everything out.
Yes.
Right? And that was, like you're saying, Pat, and the caller is saying that special teams today was a problem. And there were big returns, even not on the touchdown return.
Yes. No, right? No doubt. It should have been a blowout. In my opinion, if the special teams just plays a normal game, the game's over earlier on.
Right.
It changes the landscape of the entire game.
Yes.
It's not a 0-7 game that, you know, it's a 20 or 14-point lead late in the game. That should have been a 21-point lead. And then the game is played completely different during the fourth quarter.
I do want to mention Torrey Taylor's 71-yard punt.
Yes, that was
pretty impressive.
That was something.
Yeah, that was hang a boom. Time at all, yes.
That was a boom.
Good coverage as well. 12-yard return on a 71-yard kick. That's really impressive.
Nothing gets by you guys. I love it.
I just love that Olin's mentioned special teams, man.
Yeah.
I'm wearing off on them.
Yeah, you're
only on a bad day. I'm glad you have – usually have to talk about the O-line for 20 minutes. I'm glad you got special teams today. O-line again, Coach Roshar, take a bow.
Oh, man, that was impressive.
What a good day.
Let's get to Chris. Chris is in Bridgeport. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy with the win, but I think today – just kind of validates why the Bears drafted Caleb Williams with their first round pick. I've been hearing about you guys talking about how great he is in the fourth quarter, but I think the icing on the cake was just him with that last touchdown up to win the game. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Hopefully we can see more of that.
I think that goes back to the belief. I think the players believe in Caleb. Caleb obviously believes in himself. And he's gone out there and done it. He's proven it. He proved it his rookie year. We talked about it last year. There were times going to the half where he scored points. At the end of the games, he scored some points. He does turn it on when it needs to happen, and this is more proof to it. And 50 seconds to go to get down to field goal range, he scores a touchdown and wins the game. So credit to him. Overall, it was not a great game. There's a lot of times we were yelling at the TV saying, throw the ball. And they had a lot of time in the pocket, and he wasn't doing it. But he came away with the win. That's the most important stat for a quarterback, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think in everybody's opinion. And he got it done in the fourth quarter.
Right. He has the tools. You see why they took him number one in the draft, right? Why they didn't argue. Why everyone was saying from probably his high school times, this guy has a chance to be the number one player in the draft because he could extend plays, which he did multiple times today, right, with his spin out and his legs. And then – his arm, right? Like it wasn't accurate all day, and that's something they got to keep working on. But when he puts that ball on a rope, it gets there fast.
Yes.
It gets there in a hurry. And if it's accurate, because it gets there so fast, it gives the player a chance to make a play. And in those situations, if you can break a tackle in the pocket, if you can scare the pass rush, by that I mean, Pat, as an offensive lineman, you can tell when the D lineman is really not rushing. Mm. When he's saying, I just can't let this guy out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Right, so then you get to sit there a little longer. He extends the play, or he puts his foot on the ground and throws that ball on a rope, right? And then you get a big tight end like Houston Loveland catches that ball, and like we keep talking about, we understand who they were playing, but they still made the plays today to win that football game.
Let's try Ben. Ben is in Hyde Park. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing? I mean, everybody just talked about Caleb. I mean, super clutch. Like, I mean, part just go slower in the clutch. But I got just two questions. Is Jalen Johnson coming back? And one more thing on Caleb. Can you improve accuracy? Because some people say you can, but I saw Josh Allen over the years increase his accuracy. Yeah. So, I mean, is that a thing that, like,
well, I think Caleb has the God-given accuracy that you need. I mean, I think that we've seen that from him before. It just wasn't as evident in every game this year. And he is changing his quarterbacking style. He's playing within a different type of scheme. And Caleb is obviously a very good kind of jazz musician, if you will, who can get out of the pocket, who can hook himself around and then run for a first down as he did. I mean, you know, his game was extraordinary today because he ran five times for 53 yards. That's a 10.6 average. He also caught two passes for 22 yards, including a touchdown, and he wound up throwing 19 for 33 for 222 yards and two touchdowns. I mean,
right.
Good God. I mean, DJ Moore had a great game too, don't get me wrong, because he also threw a touchdown pass, and it was kind of funny to see Bajic come in and throw another pass, the other catch by Caleb.
Caleb had two receptions.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Right. And he had five carries, and he threw for
Ben Johnson is having fun.
He is.
Oh. Some of those trick plays were kind of fun, and they were part of the scripted package, which we know they script out the first group of plays, and they do very well with the scripted plays. You know, again, it's just one of these things where the game was won, then the game was lost, and then they won the game at the end. I mean, that is right. An extraordinary thing to see. And for whatever reason, I think if you put like a blood pressure device on Caleb, he would be even. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets nervous he talks about how the game slows down and how he calms down and feels good at the end of ball games. That's a very unusual thing to see. And that's something that you can count on. You can actually count on him performing that way.
Yeah, and as far as Caleb's accuracy, this is just a thought of mine. I'm not no quarterback or anything like that, but I feel as the game slows down and he can process information better and understand where the ball needs to go, that his accuracy will get better. And I think that's part of why Josh Allen became great.
Yeah.
And how he became more accurate, that he started understanding the game and processed information better and knew exactly where to deliver it. And his, you know, technique got better and just he got more comfortable throwing. I think that will happen with Caleb, or I hope that happens with Caleb.
But and it's, you know, if you just think about the two plays that ended the game, right? It's 3rd and 10, and Caleb uses his legs to get the first down.
Yes.
Right? Spins out, gets out of the pocket, runs for the first down. The Bears do have a timeout. They call a timeout, right? And then the next play, the Bengals bring a 3-down lineman, new look, blitz the guy. It looks like the Bears' O-line picks it up, but not really. And Caleb puts his foot in the ground. And then with about 3 seconds, hits Colston Loveland over the middle. Right, those are the two things. If you're asking someone to make plays at the end of the game, can he win them? Can he extend the play? Can he get the yards with his legs? And then also, does he have the arm talent to throw the ball? Mm-hmm. And he did both.
Yeah.
Right, he did both at the end of the game. And look, you'll go through that game, and we'll pick it apart as Chicago Bears fans do, because, you know, you let me know the last time we had a franchise quarterback. But he still makes these plays.
Yes.
To win the football game. Why? Because he has the talent to do it.
Yeah, that's true. And we see it a lot across the NFL. We've always seen it here in Chicago, that player making those plays. And now we have a young man who has the ability and the skill set to do it, and he did it today.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
One of the extraordinary things is that they scored, 15 points in 41 seconds to take the lead, and there's barely any time left. And I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe after all that they found a way to lose this game. And you immediately are like, come on, Caleb, he can do this. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, wow, like, you believe in him. Like, that is trusting in something that is really a rather unusual thing to have happen, frankly, with a Bears quarterback. So congratulations for that. I think your belief helped make it happen.
It sounds good, but Pat.
You did, though. Old, I'm sitting next to you, and I looked at him like,
you did. He didn't
hesitate. He's got 100% belief.
He was moving forward.
It was like you were on the sideline.
But it's almost like those are the plays he's made.
Yes.
Right? Like this 3rd and 10, I'm rewatching it right here. Not to throw Theo under the bus, but he gets beat pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like Benedict gets beat pretty bad by a defensive end. Caleb makes a miss, rolls out, runs around, turns around again, actually ends up on Darnell right side, and runs for the first down. Guys, there's only 33 seconds left while he's doing this, right?
Incredible.
He feels this pressure from Theo Benedict.
This is a really an incredible play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 3rd and 10. There's 35 seconds left. The play clock's running down. Theo Benedict gets beat. Caleb sees it, spins out. Then he runs back the other way, makes everyone miss, and he runs for a first down. The next play, he's hitting Coastin Loving down the middle of the field for a touchdown.
Yep.
Say whatever you want. I mean, like, listen, did he see the field all day? Nope. Was the accuracy there all day? No. But he makes those two plays. And you got to give him the credit for that.
Won the damn game.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hear from Ben Johnson next. How's that sound? We'll bring in the Ben Johnson audio here, what the coach had to say in the post game, and we'll do that next on the football post game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire here on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flacco buried. Football came out. Chicago has recovered. Cleet Blakeman making the official announcement. Austin Booker knocked the football loose.
Wait till you see what Austin Booker does to Orlando Brown. The ball out before Flacco's knee hits the ground.
Austin Booker in his Chicago season debut. The second year player, he's been on the shelf with the knee injury. He had that sensational training camp and preseason arch. He was kind of the flavor of the month in August. They've been waiting for him to get healthy. And what a moment with some of the injuries that they've had up front. Booker makes a play. Jervon Dexter with the recovery.
Welcome back. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire.
Is that Pete Brody? Brody.
Oh, the Brody's here. Yes.
Brody is one of many here. All
the
right.
Brody.
The Grody is here. Is that your Brody?
Roots and Brody. Let's start the show now.
He's doing it now.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah,
see you guys.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Head
he's
home.
Out. I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to celebrate.
Well, then you take over driving. I'll get out of here. We're at Revolution Brewing here, 3340 North Kedzie, and the play you just heard, that was our hit of the game, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. And guys, you think about the idea of Austin Booker maybe not coming back had it not been for a couple of injuries that cleared a path for him. And maybe there were a couple of more guys out of the game, and that's why he was playing, but he did produce a sack, as we just heard, and it was a hell of a play on his
right.
part.
And versus a guy who's making $16 to $17 million a year, right? That's Orlando Brown Jr.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people have respect for him as a left tackle. You're not rushing again. What was the question on Austin Booker? Can he do it when it's not preseason?
Mm-hmm.
Can he do it in a regular season? Can he do it at crunch time when you need a play? And he went against a top-tier left tackle, which a lot of people consider Orlando Brown Jr. to be, hit him with a long arm, and then caused a sack fumble, Pat, which ends up being a pretty big play in the game. So it was good to see him out there. It was good to see him to produce. And while we're all yelling for pass rush, hopefully we get some reinforcements back.
Yeah, right. I got to give him credit because you know, I kind of ran him down that saying, you know, hey, what's bigger, DeAndre Swift being out or Austin Booker being out back? Obviously, I thought it was DeAndre Swift.
Sure.
But today he came out and made a play. And I've talked about him only doing it in the preseason. So I just want to give him credit for what he did against Orlando Brown Jr. today. That was a heck of a play and causing a sack fumble. So credit to him, man. And hopefully he is the spark. Hopefully, you know, as a young man, that sometimes it takes time to figure this game out. Maybe he's figured it out.
And I think, like, you know, I think Dennis Allen does a real nice job asking guys to do what they're good at.
Yes.
Right.
Perfect.
So here's the thing. Don't put him on the field on rundowns.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't use him in that way. And if you do, stun him underneath.
Yeah.
Make sure he's always on the move. Make sure you're using him. I remember the Giants had a guy, Kiwanuka.
Yes.
Remember Matthias Kiwanuka? And they would stand him up, use him as a big Sam linebacker.
Yeah.
I can see Austin Booker in that kind of role for the Bears. And the reason why the Giants and Spagnuolo use him so much is because he was so dangerous in pass rush situations.
All right. We're going to now hear from Ben Johnson. This is Ben Johnson in his post-game interview.
A few guys that didn't end the game with us there. Cole Kmet with a concussion, Josh Blackwell with a concussion, and then Dio had an ankle. So we'll see what that looks like when we get back. Overall, just really proud of the group and how resilient they were. There's a number of things that weren't pretty, that weren't clean. And yet I think what you learn about this group through the first half of the season is that they are an extremely resilient bunch. They show up and they're going to fight you all 60 minutes, and they really don't waver. I give them a lot of credit for their poise. With the way that game went, you know, you're up 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and, you know, they get the onside kick, they take the lead, and it's easy to fold. And our guys didn't do that. They kept the faith and found a way to come out on top. And so there'll be a lot of tape that we can coach off of and we can clean up. I think the best thing is you go in the locker room and it's an exciting win like that, and yet there's a number of guys that are pretty disappointed with how they played. And so I think that's the sign of a good football team, is they can recognize it immediately, and we're going to be able to clean it up and get it fixed. So, you know, you don't apologize for winning in this league. It's too hard week in and week out, especially on the road. And so, you know, it's – as a coach, you don't take these things for granted. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up.
Ben, what was the emotional experience for you in the last 2 or so minutes?
I try to keep it pretty steady. I mean, we were on top of it. I just try to keep level-headed in terms of making sure we have enough time for our own rebuttal. And so we're using our timeouts, and, you know, that's kind of worst-case scenario, but you're kind of thinking that way and making sure that you got a chance. And, you know, we came back, and we needed a field goal, and just about a minute left in a timeout. So we felt pretty good about those, that scenario. It's easy to go up and down and ride that roller coaster, but I think the coaching staff did a pretty good job just staying level-headed throughout.
It looked like in the sequence that you're talking about with the Bengals going in, it looked like you weren't conceding anything, but you were preparing for the at least the probability that they were going
to Yeah, you know, and you could see it in their intent as well. You know, they got down in the red zone, he started running the ball to try to drain some of the clock off, and so you know, that's part of that game is they want to have the last score themselves and win the game, and we want to have enough time just in case to rebuttal. So, that's the strategic part of it that can be a little bit fun.
What's going through your mind on Colson's play? Are you thinking, okay, he's got it, he's going to be in field goal range, and then he takes off and runs away from everyone?
Yeah, I just told Jeff that I was hunting one coverage there before halftime and end of the game in the 2 minute scenarios, and couldn't get it. There was probably three or four calls I had, and I just didn't get it. And then finally, we got it on that particular play, and Caleb did a great job seeing it. Delivered a good ball. Figured it was going to be explosive. wasn't expecting it to be a touchdown though. And I think that was Colston's speed just taking off and going for it. So it was good to see.
So yeah. on that play, is Colston the number one?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
we've gotten used to how you've talked about how even keeled you are. I mean, how challenging was it though for you in those final 2 minutes to really stay?
I was actually probably more even keeled than I was earlier in the game. You could ask our offensive coaching staff. I'm not too. I can say some things on the headset that aren't too pleasant, but no, I think overall, I think the whole group, coaches and players, they handled it really well.
How about Caleb's ups and downs throughout the game and then finishing strong like that?
Yeah, I can't make a knee-jerk reaction on that quite yet. Here's what I know is he threw some touchdowns. He didn't throw any interceptions, and I thought he used his legs to help us extend drives as well. So I was pleased with that.
How impressive was Kyle stepping in like he did today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. That's kind of who he's been since he's been here. Very reliable. He's going to do which you're coaching. And he's hard to bring down. I think that showed up. What he was in Rutgers was the bell cow for that team, and he proved today that he can carry that load if called upon.
Is there a reason why you went to so many of the trick plays today?
No. I mean, I think we had a lot of plays in general. So we're just cycling through what we felt like would work, and I don't feel like it was any more on a game plan than we normally have.
What was the thinking and why that would work to play with Tyson?
With Tyson?
Pass to Tyson.
Yeah. Believe that was off the turnover. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so we had a little momentum, was looking to piggyback on that. And then it's one of those gadgets where you're throwing it out wide, trying to get some young players on their defense to potentially have bad eyes. We had the ability to throw that ball down the field. They covered it well down there, but then we were able to throw it back across. So,
do you presume on that play and the DJ pass to Caleb that they're going to probably just ignore the starting quarterback kind of wandering out there?
Well, in man coverage, there's not a defender assigned to the quarterback, and so that can be a good play if you get the right coverage.
DJ's touchdown when Zach challenged it, what are you thinking? Because obviously we know what's happened with those balls going out of the end zone. And I don't know if you have rules for guys in those situations, but what's your vantage point of that going?
Yeah, I mean, our guys know we don't reach the ball out at the pylon. And so DJ was the first one over to me. He's like, Coach, the way he hit me kind of forced the ball to go like that. But he felt like he had possession of it. And I think the video affirmed that for us. So it was good.
Ben, on that last play of the Bengals, it seemed like you all rushed for, I may be mistaken, but when so many coaches tend to rush three and sort of sit back and let the play develop, what went into the decision to try and get pressure on Joe Flacco rather than just sitting
on the Hail Mary attempt?
Yeah.
You know, I think teams have philosophies on that, and each week's a little bit different, but we felt pretty comfortable going into this week and that being our plan of attack.
Ben, onside kick, just what did you see, and what can you guys do better in that situation?
I got to look at that tape one more time. It was on the opposite side of the field, so I didn't see it close up. But the guys upstairs said it hit Hardy's foot, and so we'll see what we can do better next time.
What concerns do you have defensively? I know you don't want to dig. You can't dig into the details until you've seen the film, but there's got to be some categories of issues defensively in a game like this.
We knew that those guys on the outside, on the perimeter, were really good players. And, I mean, I think Flacco, and since he's been here, he's kind of done this every week, week in and week out. And so I'm not going to make, like I said, any knee-jerk reactions here right after the game. We'll look at that tape. We'll evaluate what we did well, what we didn't do well, and if we need to make adjustments, we will.
All right, that's Ben Johnson in the post game. And, gentlemen, we haven't talked either about some of the results today, especially with the NFC North teams. The Green Bay Packers were a 16-13 loser at the hands of Carolina.
What a good day.
And it's a good day.
Today's a good day.
And your Dustin, I guess, picked him to win the Super Bowl, but the Lions lost to the Vikings 27-24. That means that the Packers are 5-2-1. The Lions are 5-3. The Bears are 5-3, and the Vikings are 4-4. So great win for the Bears.
Yep.
Puts them in good position, watching opponents in the division lose. And the Vikings get a win, but they're still behind the Bears. So you got to feel good about where they're at right now.
What,
go Bears!
Your head coach?
Go Bears!
Yes. Right? Where is that guy? He's not working here. Anyway, the first-year head coach.
Yes.
I had him at about 500, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I
thought
when I looked at the team, when I looked at their – now, I didn't have him at plus 13
right
through these games, and that has been a big difference, right? But even at plus 3 today, Pat, someone had to make a play, right? And you heard Coach Ben Johnson talking about the quarterback's ability to run, ability to extend plays, ability to use his legs if they're in man coverage. We just talked about the 3rd and 10, right? The 3rd and 10 that he had to get the first down, and he did. And it, like Ben Johnson talked about, controlling the clock and making sure they have time no matter what's going on and being pretty cool. And he did have one timeout to use there so the clock doesn't run out.
Yeah, and I think we are confident in Ben Johnson in situations like this. He's shown that he's very good clock manager, that he's calm in these situations, has made the right decisions. And the big thing is, guys, they're 5-3 with a first-year head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's belief. There's belief on this team they can win these close games.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is a successful start to Ben Johnson's career here in Chicago. He still has a ways to go with his quarterback, I think. There's some up and downs with him. The defense needs some work. But right now he's 5-3. And I think if you told him in your first year as the Bears head coach through 8 games, you're 5-3,
yep,
he would say yes. Okay, I'll take that. You know, that's a good start. There's always going to be some things to work on. But where he is record-wise, I think he'd be very happy with.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we will be right back here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pressure advance for the Bears as they work inside the Cincinnati 38. Menunga. It's inside the 30-yard line. Arch's first career start. Anyone who watched this kid play collegiately knows that he was one of the best workhorse backs. Fourth most carries in college football over the last 3 years. Menunga. He's got a convoy. This is going to be a first down run for the Bears, and he's not done. What an impressive first half from Menunga, the rookie 7th-round pick in his first career start. Bangs him for 18. So Chicago takes over after the missed field goal by McPherson. Can they lean on his ground attack? Menunga, sensational right from the start. Menunga unleashed again into the second and third level as he continues to gash his defense.
Welcome back to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires. And we are at Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. Wonderful spot. And come on out. It's still fun. It's going to be going on for a while. And that, thanks to the fine folks at CBS, was a great highlight of the running game. And it's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And you would think that Kyle Menunga would be that player because he was pretty hot. But I've learned at the feet of the master that we have to also reward the running game through the offensive line. And they had a great game today on the offensive line, especially the right side, I would say, as you're running the football. So Kyle Menunga, and representative of the offensive line.
Well, 26 for 176. And yes, the offensive line, it didn't seem to matter who you put back there at running back, right? But Manungai, Pat, we talked about before. I got a chance to watch him last year before the University of Illinois played Rutgers. And I remember calling my son and saying, if you have those big boy pads, you better put them on today. Because this running back, he's old dad, we know. Mm-hmm. He comes downhill, he fights for extra yards, he hits the hole. He is a tough running back. And I remember telling my boy, James, like, James, you better bring your legs when you hit this guy. Because he is serious when he comes downhill. And he did that all day today. We wondered going into the game, should you have a seventh-round pick at running back? And we know the Bengals are the worst rush defense in the NFL, and this is how it should have looked. But you still have to look that way.
Yeah, and he put up 170-something yards, like you said. I mean, it's an NFL defense. I don't care who it is. It's still an NFL defense, and we talked earlier about putting up 47 points. He did a great job. He had a great game. But to go back to those highlights that were just played, when I hear that sitting in an O-line room with you being an old college O-lineman, all I'm hearing, when I hear that, all I'm seeing is O-linemen just pushing people around.
Yeah.
That's the way, when I hear those things, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. And they played a great game up front.
They did. And we went into the game saying, after watching the film, Molly, we said, can the O-line take over the game? Can they control the game? And I thought at some point they did. Now, obviously, it went to a point of where this game just went crazy at one point, right, where it was just there was points everywhere and an onside kick. And, you know, if you even think back to when the Bengals lined up offsides on a field goal that we missed, right, there were just things in this game like Orlando Brown getting a personal foul on the second or two. You know, he thought he was the Undertaker doing a choke slam. I don't know what he was doing. It's good to see Billings having Montez's back right away. But I think, you know, the thing that a coach keeps talking about is it's a resilient bunch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just coach speak. But they're trying to prove it.
In this case, I think they were pretty resilient today. And as far as who's cold, just as an honorary coach of the special teams, let's give it to Richard Hightower.
Yes. That was bad.
We Pat, you've told us at different points, or I think you were on the air saying, hey, if you're going to be mean to Richard Hightower, be nice to him, things go well. So we were nice to him.
Yes.
But now we're going to be mean to him again.
That was a bad game. That's a tough game to walk into tomorrow and going through everything because it's on all phases.
Yeah.
It just wasn't one thing. It was all phases.
Right. So we're not picking on one guy. We're just saying
it's got to be better.
He's the coach representative.
If Ben Johnson's putting a standard in that building, everything, you know, it's a high standard. That's got to be better.
It's got to be better.
Yeah. And it's just it was a lot of different areas. Right, it was a field goal. It was an onside kick.
That's it.
It was a kickoff return. It was just, and it was more than one kickoff.
It was the punt team last week. Yes. Just a lineman error. Yeah. It's all across the board. Yeah. This is evaluation. If you're going to evaluate players, luckily I'm sitting here with a microphone on that I can evaluate a coach from here. That it's not good enough.
No, it's not.
And it needs to be evaluated. And it has not been good this year at all.
And it's got to be cleaned up.
Yes.
If I can use a term we hear very often with the Bears. Listen. The fact is they're 5-3, and as you said earlier, you take that like a thief and run in the night. You'd love to have heard
when
that.
You started this offseason,
you and Hall
were sitting there talking and saying, okay, what were the record going to be? And they said somebody said after 8 games, 5-3.
I would have thought, well, they're going to have a really good record. They're going to get better as the year goes on. But I think that I thought they were going to be around 500. I didn't think much more than that. And I think they're on pace for that. I don't know that they're going to end up 10-6 now.
You probably thought that 11. Caleb was playing amazing football.
Well, you would have if you. If
and he's not.
Played. No, he's not.
And they're still 5-3, and he's not playing amazing football. He had an amazing
Pretty
fourth
amazing
quarter there.
At the end
what
of
he
the
did
game.
In the game, yes. Yeah. But I'm saying overall, his resume in his second year so far through 8 games
I agree with
has
you.
Not been great. And they're 5-3. So they can only get better. If he raises his play to complete game, then they can only get better.
We talked about, Pat, off the air, that when you turn the film on, you can see just the concepts and what Coach Johnson is trying to do is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you go through a game and we get the advantage of slowing it down, pausing it, okay, it's this situation in the game, it's this play call versus this defense. His screens always seem to be at the right time. His pass concepts, his run, always seem to be a kind of when you would, okay, that is when they should call.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I've done a little bit of coaching, not a lot, right? I've done a little high school coaching, a little coaching of Little League, and it's easier to stop the film and call the play than it is to actually call the play in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at it. But I think we're also starting to see a guy who's starting to understand time management, where his team is at in the game, mm-hmm. when he should take a timeout, when he should challenge a play, how and where the game is going in the course of the game. And a guy who can handle, you talk about processing information as a quarterback.
Yes.
I've called plays on the sideline in little league games. Okay, man, be very clear. Processing information as a head coach, everything that's going on, he seems to be doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and everyone keeps saying that, like, do we have an elite coach? Do we have our guy? As you go through these games, you are seeing him improve also, not only Caleb.
I thought when he said there that he had been looking for that one particular defense and he knew when they got it
mm-hmm.
and they had the play and he knew the play would work. And he didn't know it was going to be an explosive and be a 68-yard game winner, but he knew the play was coming. I thought that was super cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though.
I know. That's
like
why
he's making those – he Pat, like when you watch him call screens, to Mully's point, they're always at the time when it seems to be the defense is
mm-hmm.
blitzing.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in man coverage? And guess what they did? They went to three down, they blitzed, but he got the coverage he expected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know we got to – real quick, he also took us in the coaching meeting. We talked about the number of trick plays he wanted to run.
Yes.
And the reason why he said it, because they had the young players. He wanted to mess with the young players' eyes on their defense. So that's why he had those guys moving around everywhere.
Yeah,
and I'm like, great. That's smart coaching.
That's great stuff.
It is fun to talk after a win.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
we didn't think
that was going to happen for a minute there,
man.
I'll tell you. All that you always believe.
Yes.
All right, we got a ton of thank yous. We want to thank everyone back at the studio. Tyler Mutterbaugh does a great job all the time. Sean Sears helped out a ton. And here on engineering, we have CS. Thank you for your contribution. Our video stream with Connor O'Donnell. Promotions, Grayson and Sean. And, of course, the great Dustin Rhodes, our guy producing the show. And everyone here at Revolution Brewing, you guys are great, and we appreciate it. And it was, I got to tell you, being here and having that finish, I will remember for a long time. Absolutely a joyful day. And thanks to everyone here who helped us out and set us up. Great place all together. And guys, we will be on tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Dustin has the pregame show at 5. And, of course, Patrick will be on Tuesday. Olin will be on with us tomorrow. And, hey, glorious victory. That's all it is. You can't look at it any other way. Thank you so much for listening to the post-game show, the football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires. And we want to thank the fine folks here at Revolution Brewing, 3340 North Kedzie. It's on my list now of a place I'm definitely going to be back to. Thanks again, and have a great night. Stay tuned for Big Ant with the post game show on the Score.
Bear down, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.